Matthew chapter 10, verse 24. A disciple is not above his rabbi, nor a servant above his lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be like his rabbi, and the servant like his lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? Therefore, don't be afraid of them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered in the ear, proclaim on the housetops. Don't be afraid of those who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Rather, fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in Gehinnom. Aren't two sparrows sold for an Assyrian coin? Not one of them falls on the ground apart from your Father's will, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore, don't be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Okay, any comments or questions on that passage?
That's good.
It's a good passage, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It gives us here three reasons not to fear, right? So first he talks about all of the persecution. We talked about a lot of this last week, right? So at verse 21 even, it talks about your brother will deliver up brother to death, right? And a father his child. Children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. You will be hated by all men for my name's sake. He's talking about what would normally be some pretty scary stuff. Mm-hmm. But then he gives us here three reasons to kind of calm our fears. You're going to go through the persecution. You're going to go through the trials. But don't be afraid. Okay? And what's the first reason we're not to be afraid? Verse 26. Therefore, don't be afraid of them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be known. Shalom. So the first reason not to be afraid is that the truth is going to come out, right? So this is Rob, Donna.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you.
So right before that, in verse 25, he's talking about false accusations. They're calling me Beelzebul. They're calling me the prince of demons. They're saying I'm driving out demons because I'm the prince of demons. How much more are they going to say bad things about you? There's going to be false witness. There's going to be false accusations. There's going to be people speaking against you. And so don't be afraid of these lies because the truth is going to come out. Right, so don't be afraid of them, for there's nothing covered that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be known. If you're faithful to God, he's going to lift you up. If you're unfaithful to God, he's going to reject you.
It's almost like thinking about the bigger picture.
Right.
And getting to like eternity, because that's what all the crazy stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking that, you know, no matter what happens, you want to stay with God. Because
you're right.
This is all just...
Mm-hmm. It's passing.
You know, it is. And,
yeah, absolutely. So maintain that eternal perspective here. Hang on until that day when you'll be richly rewarded. Okay. The second reason not to be afraid, verse 28, and this goes right along with what you were saying, Rob. Don't be afraid of those who kill the body but are not able to kill the soul. Rather, fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in Gehinnom, in the valley of Hinnom. What can they do to us, right? They can cause, people, unfortunately, can cause a lot of physical pain to others. They can kill others, but they can't take away your soul. They can't destroy your soul, right? So don't be afraid of the people. But rather have a healthy fear of God, right? Not as in we're afraid of him, we're not going to approach him.
Respect and reverence,
exactly.
Well, if you fear God, you're not going to fall into, you know, I guess people need to there are things that we need to stand up for no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
If you fear man, you're not going to do that.
Absolutely.
You know?
Right. Absolutely. And so, verse 29 and 30 and 31 give us the third reason not to be afraid, right? Aren't two sparrows sold for an Assyrian coin? Not one of them falls on the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore, don't be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. So the third reason not to be afraid is because he's watching out for you. He loves you. You're not going to escape from his hand. Okay? So the three reasons not to be afraid, the truth will come out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hang in there till it does, even in the midst of false accusations. Number two, don't be afraid, because those who are coming against you cannot hurt your soul. They can only hurt your body. And number three, don't be afraid, because God loves you so much, he has even the hairs of your head numbered. My translation here, this is the World English Bible Messianic Edition. Verse 29 says, aren't two sparrows sold for an Assyrian coin? Not one of them falls on the ground apart from your Father's will. What translation do you have there, Michelle?
Are not two sparrows sold for a cent? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father.
Apart from your Father. Donna, what translation do you have?
I've got this new One New Man Bible that was...
Oh. Okay, I'm not familiar with that. What does 10:29 say?
It says, do not two sparrows sell for a 16th of a denarius, and not one of them will fall on the earth without the knowledge and consent of your Father.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Rob, what translation do you have?
New King James.
Okay.
And are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will?
Okay, and you have the complete Jewish Bible. What does that say, verse 29?
Aren't sparrows sold... Without women, aren't sparrows sold for next to nothing, two for an Assyrian, yet one of them will fall to the ground without your Father's consent.
Okay. All right. The best translation, at least as far as the second verse is concerned, are those that don't say, apart from your Father's will or apart from your Father's consent. That's not in the Greek. This added to it what it thinks is in the thought of the Greek, as does some of the others here. Really, it's just, aren't two sparrows sold for an Assyrian coin? And there were, you know, various ways the translators dealt with that. Not one of them falls on the ground apart from your Father, period. It's nothing in the Greek about will or knowledge or consent.
Well, that's what mine said, is apart from your Father.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was good also. And to me, that's a more powerful passage, a more powerful way of thinking. The sparrow is not going to fall to the ground except that the Father's going to be there. And he's talking about us being not just persecuted, but brother will deliver our brother to death. There's, you know, he's talking about a possible martyrdom here. You're not going to fall without your Father being there by your side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I would, if I'm ever faced with that situation, that would be apart from my Father knowing, okay, that's nice, he knows I'm dying, but to say, apart from my Father's right there with me, and he's going to receive me, you know, when this is over. So I think that it probably shouldn't be there. You know, the translators kind of mess with it a little bit to make it make sense according to their thoughts on it. But the word will is not there. So, okay. Anything else about this passage, or should we move on? Okay, let's move on. I just want to reemphasize real quick what Rob brought up, this idea of hanging in there, right? Hang in there because it's trust in God, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is trusting God. If you don't trust in God, you're not going to hang in there, right? If you don't have that relationship with the Lord, you're not going to hang in there. What am I doing this for, right? I'm dealing with all this rejection, all this persecution, because of what? Because of some book I'm not sure I believe or not. But if you have that strong relationship with God, and you know that he's there with you in good time and in bad, and you know that he's going to bless you, your blessing comes from him, then you're going to be able to endure.